with more than his share of the most incredible, most inventive, most incendiary ladies ever to don, or slide out of, a negligee. But not a one held a candle to the charisma of that anonymous blonde, whose perfect face was frozen on the giant screen in his office. Mysterious and a little sad, she fascinated him even more deeply than she affected his libido. His determination to have her doubled. He would pursue her as relentlessly as he had every other important acquisition he'd made in his life. There was no question in his mind that he would succeed.
"That,"
he snapped to the three junior executives who had been frantically scribbling notes all during the last-ditch strategy meeting to save the failing soap,
"is what that show needs to drag it out of the ratings gutter."
When no one else had been able to devise a plan to rescue the show, Jason had taken it on himself. It was exactly the sort of challenge he loved. Hiring an unknown and making her a star would be the kind of bold, unexpected move he'd built his reputation on.
"Work with the producers," he instructed. "Get her under contract, long term. Tell the writers I want her on screen in a storyline so hot it'll give the censors heartburn. Tell them to get her out of that uniform."
"But, boss, she plays a cop,"
Freddie Kramer had the temerity to